Good evening. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. A person was found dead in an RV that burned in Fairbanks last night. A release from the City of Fairbanks Fire Department says a 911 call came in at about 8 p.m. reporting a fire off the Old Richardson Highway. It says firefighters responded and found an older model motorhome burning in a wooded area near Teamsters Union Building. The vehicle was fully engulfed in flames, which also spread to nearby trees. The fire was extinguished and a body was found inside. The victim has not been positively identified and the state fire marshal is investigating. Two hunters are charged with poaching bears in Prince William Sound. Alaska state troopers report that 41-year-old Andrew Renner and 18-year-old Owen Renner, both of Palmer, face felony and misdemeanor charges related to killing a black bear sow and her two cubs in their den. The illegal harvest occurred on April 14th on Esther Island. Northern Region Alaska Wildlife Trooper Commander Captain Rex Leith says the bears were part of a U.S. Forest Service and State Fish and Game study. Leith says hidden motion-triggered video and audio recorders at the den site recorded the illegal kill.
Skiing up to the den, it shows them shoulder a rifle and taking two shots at the sow. And then the audio allows you to hear the cubs shrieking in the den. And then it shows the defendants obviously realizing that there's cubs, and it shows them moving closer and firing several more shots, killing the newborn cubs.
Captain Leith says the recorders also captured the runners returning to the den site 2 days later to pick up shell casings and dispose of the dead cubs. He says the men took the sow's hide and radio collar to the Fish and Game office in Palmer and lied about what happened.
They reported that the bear had no cubs and no cubs were seen.
Leith says the charges thus far include tampering with evidence, which is a felony, but the others related to the illegal kill are misdemeanors.
In the state of Alaska, there are very few felony charges when it relates to wildlife or fishery crimes. Now, there are some felonies such as wanton waste, but in this situation, the other acts such as shooting the cubs and shooting the bears in their den, those kind of things, those are all misdemeanor based on current state law.
Leith says additional charges could be filed if new information comes forward. A truck, boat, and rifles used in the illegal kill were seized by the state. Leith says it will be up to the court now to decide whether or not the property is returned to the renters. A top Trump administration official says the Interior Department is moving to open millions more acres of the National Petroleum Reserve Alaska to oil development. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that Interior Assistant Secretary of Land and Minerals Management Joe Balash delivered a speech yesterday in New Orleans at a conference hosted by the Heartland Institute, a free market think tank known for questioning climate science. Balash, who once served as Alaska's Natural Resources Commissioner, said allowing for more fossil fuel development on federal land in the state is one of his top priorities.
In Alaska, there are literally billions of barrels of oil and trillions, tens of trillions of cubic feet of natural gas on federal lands waiting, just waiting to be found, developed, and transported to markets.
Balash said that effort includes allowing oil exploration in the National Petroleum Reserve Alaska that the Obama administration put off limits. Last year, the Interior Department decided to reevaluate that plan, a process Balash said will likely lead to much more land being put up for oil leasing.
We're working now with the state of Alaska and the local government, the North Slope Borough, to redevelop an integrated activity plan in the region that will make millions more acres available for leasing and opening up some of the most prospective areas closest to the Barrow Arch.
Environmental groups oppose opening up more of the reserve to oil development, saying the region provides critical habitat for migratory birds and caribou. A National Transportation Safety Board investigator is expected today in Talkeetna, where the National Park Service is coordinating response to last weekend's deadly crash of a flight-seeing plane in Denali National Park. Wreckage of a K2 Aviation de Havilland Beaver containing four dead is at about 10,000 feet near the top of a ridge about 14 miles southwest of Denali's summit. A park release says the downed aircraft is spanning a crevasse on a hanging glacier on Thunder Mountain. The NTSB investigator will meet with National Park Service staff to discuss possible recovery operations. A park ranger was lowered to the wreckage from a helicopter Monday. 4 dead were observed, and a 5th was not seen but is presumed dead. The pilot has been identified as Craig Lason of Michigan. The Park Service says the passengers are citizens of Poland and that the Polish consulate has requested their names not be released. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McGroarty.